relative to the camps opening up and what their status is at this point, it'll be up to the governor and his executive orders what they do with the summer camps. I hear a lot of comments on the street. I have a lot of people calling me, and they seem to be more geared towards the Orthodox camps. There are a lot of camps in this county that are not Jewish. They're just regular camps. The majority of them, from what I've heard, have said they will not be opening this summer. That could change. If the governor does allow them to, they probably will. They're like any other business. They need to bring in money to pay their taxes, to pay help for all kinds of things. If the camps do open, they will be under restrictions with the governor's guidelines. They will not be just allowed to open and run as they have in the past with people in close proximity, without protective gear. Whatever he decides is acceptable will be what will happen. As far as the camps right now, I said the last time I was here, if you see something that you think a camp is opening up or something improper is happening, call us. The local PDs, the state police, and our agency will respond. We have done that, and we have found that most of the things were misunderstood. They weren't happening. There have been cases where we've had to counsel people, and they have all been cooperative, and they are trying to work with us. They have the same health worries and needs that we do, and so far it's been going okay. And we will continue to stay on this. Try not to let tempers flare. I've heard everything from people coming up from the city, the Orthodox camps. They're eating the food that's in our grocery stores. They're going to use up our hospital space. Those are things that the shortages in the stores are not because people are coming up and taking it. There have been breaks in the chain of getting those goods to the store. They are not grounded in that there's people from out of the area using up all those resources. There are people of all kinds from the city and other areas that have come up here to get out of the congestion of all different walks of life. And that will continue. If they come up to a place where their taxes paid, where they live, where they own a home, or they're staying with a friend, those things will continue to happen. Everybody just needs to bring it down a notch, not get all worked up. If you see something that is upsetting you, call. We'll look into it. We've worked very closely with the district attorney's office on where we need to be on these things, and we are moving forward. And so far, all we've had to do in conjunction with her is be educational, talk to people, and they have come around and taken whatever actions or tried. It's hard if you have a lot of kids or you've got a lot of people to be responsible that everyone does exactly what you tell them to do. But the leaders of any group or community have been trying, stores, everyone, trying to do what they need to do. And let's just continue to try to keep a cool head, move forward, and again, we will get through this.